Now is an opportunity to have our meditation class. So if you'd like to close your eyes, and I will obviously close my eyes and I'll close my nose too, so it doesn't get itchy. And just learn how to relax the body and relax the mind. When we learn how to relax the body first, then it's pretty simple to relax the mind afterwards. But we start with the body. So we're sitting here. Closing the eyes means you have more attention available for your own body. And even though I've got an itchy nose, I still start with a place much further than my nose. I usually start with my feet, especially the toes. It was weird, I never thought you could have much sensation in something insignificant as the toes. But over the years, when you practiced awareness, which is just knowing how these toes feel, and allowing those sensations, those feelings of your toes to really increase until you become really sensitive of how your toes are. And just to make a point, I noticed the right big toe of my, the big toe of my right foot was a bit squashed under the calf of my left leg. I just quietly moved it. And sometimes it's not just for comfort, it is showing that you actually care for these parts of the body. You don't take them for granted. It's like members of your family, you make sure you care for them. Even if you think they don't need it, you can just ring them up, how are you? And when I care for my toes, they relax. And over the years, the mindfulness of just toes has taught me what that feeling of relaxation is like. Everything is like open and at ease. And then from the toes, I move up to the rest of my feet. The uppers, the soles of the feet, the skin, the bones, the heels. That's like my object of awareness. Just like you may look at a door, or you may look at a tree. Now I'm just, with my mind's attention, I'm looking at my feet, making sure that they're all comfortable. And I take that comfort to a very high degree. If I find out there's something in my feet needs to be adjusted, I won't hesitate to move my feet so that they feel at ease. Sometimes it reminds me of in those days when I used to live in Europe, in UK, if you had been walking in the cold weather, in the snow, sometimes you would soak your feet in hot water and they would relax so deeply. And that's what my feet feel like right now, as if they're relaxing in warm water with no stress, no tension or pressure on any part of them. Become at ease. I don't know if the feet need this, but I know it's practicing this ability to relax on something which is easy to practice on, and that's going to get much more powerful and more useful when I go further up my body. And I go to my ankles, check they're okay. And as I'm checking them, it's like I expand any tightnesses which I can perceive in my ankles. Just give them warm kindness. And the kindness relaxes more than anything else. Just like when somebody really cares for you and they give you a little massage, and it relaxes all the muscles and the bones, everything, things which aren't supposed to relax and can relax them. When my ankles feel at ease, I sweep the attention up to the calves of my legs and the skin and the bones in my lower legs, just checking that everything is fine. I do this carefully, and carefully means you don't rush past things, and also carefully means with a lot of kindness. It's a beautiful word. It just combines this really close attention and also the softness of the mind. Then when I get to the knees, there I can feel sometimes some tightness in there, especially when you've been sitting down on the floor for long periods of time. So I just almost imagine my knees expanding, relaxing, because I always find that pain and tension is always like a closing up of the muscles and everything else. When they sort of scrunch up, it's usually because of fear. When you open them out, imagine them expanding. That allows the energy of the body to flow freely into those parts of your body. And any inflammation, any tightness heals and gets softened. Then from the knees I go up my thighs. Not just the muscles, but the bones inside, anything which I can perceive which is tight or causing me problems. Anything which is unusual. And as I scan my attention up my thighs, relaxing everything, and got to the top of my thighs, it's like my whole legs, you know, from the thighs down to the toes, are really comfortable. Now I go further, you know, to my buttocks. The bottom has to be squashed against the cushion to hold the weight of my body up. Or you may be on a chair, and that chair, the seat of the chair, is pressing into your flesh. But I always make sure that that sensation of pressure on my butt is even, like it's spread even around those muscles. Because then I know after a few minutes, even though it feels just, at the moment it feels disturbing, but in a few minutes when I move up my body, I won't be able to notice that feeling anymore. Because it is not disturbing, it disappears. And I go to my waist, and this is where, for me anyway, the important part of the scanning starts. I make sure that I sit in a position where my back feels comfortable. And sometimes that does mean leaning against the chair or the backrest if I have one. Sometimes leaning against the wall. Or just sometimes just straightening my spine until it feels comfortable. And also at this point I usually like to stretch the spine. Just to notice that there is a lot of joy available in meditation. It feels good. And the pleasure in meditation is not to be discounted. It's part of the meditation. And it leads to the meditation getting deeper. Once my back feels comfortable, as best I can get it, then I go to the front of my body, starting from the bottom, usually up the digestive tract, just checking that everything is at ease. And if there is any tightness anywhere in your colon, intestines, just pause there. You pause in that point, and I like to sort of like dive into it and expand it from inside. Because when you expand these tightnesses, they loosen up. And it's amazing, just with a bit of practice, how you can learn to ease tightnesses anywhere in your body. And allow healing to happen. You go further up to the middle of my body where the stomach is and the lungs. And even just make sure in the back of my body where the organs of livers and kidneys are, that all those areas feel at ease. Sometimes you just imagine them just relaxing. See if I could take my kidneys and liver and just soak them in a nice warm, a healthy little brine or something, so that they can feel at ease and cared for. I don't like exploiting my body, I like caring for it. And it always responds by being kind back to me and allowing me to meditate with hardly any difficulties. And you go out to your lungs, your heart. Then I come to the top of my body, everything seems okay down there. I go to my shoulders. I don't know why, but every time I meditate, I always notice there's some tightness and tension in the shoulders. And one of several ways to relax the shoulders is to tighten them first of all, scrunch them up. And once they're all scrunched up as much as I can scrunch them, then I let go. When I let go, they go to a position of more relaxation than when I started. It feels good. I'm not trying to impress anybody with my posture. I'm just learning from my body how it wants to position itself. And then from my shoulders go down my arms. Can you imagine just like a scanning machine just going down the arms to the elbows, past the elbows to the forearms, past the forearms to the wrists, and past the wrists to the hands and the fingers. I'm doing this to check up that everything's okay down there. And if I can relax anything down there, I'll just relax it a tiny bit more. And even just a tiny bit really helps. If you have any injuries down there in your arms or hands, or you have any operation or any bruising or whatever, please spend more time down there. Learn about those feelings and then learn how to be kind to them. And you find that's the secret of relaxation, deep relaxation. And I go back out of my shoulders and my neck, and I make sure that my head is well balanced on top of the neck. So I've seen some people, they meditate with the head too far forward or too far back. They will get a neck ache after a while, or a shoulder ache, or to the left or to the right. So I balance my head on top of my neck, finding the best position for it, and I leave it there. And then after that, you go to the front of the face. The front of the face, I always say that's where a lot of emotions are played out. The tightness, the tension, the screwing up around the eyes or the mouth. That's because of some pressing emotion, fear, anger, which happens in those areas. So make sure that the eyes and the muscles around the eyes, the nose, the mouth, are relaxed to the max. And because my nose is still a bit itchy, I spend a little more time there. Learning how to bring ease and comfort to the sinuses, which are overproducing that liquid, an overreaction to some sort of pollen in the air. I don't try and stop it, I care for it. And then, one last thing. I sometimes do, sometimes don't. I just imagine my brain like this overworked piece of equipment between my ears, behind my eyes. I just imagine just taking it out of my head and putting it in a little basket with a big cushion underneath, blankets on the top and a nice pillow. It's like giving my brain a rest for the meditation session. Just the imagination. Because even your brain needs a break, needs some kindness. It doesn't have to always think and work things out. So now I've relaxed as many parts of the body as I could. And I feel the whole body, just in one unit connected together, making sure that every part of it is relaxed as much as it could. And I really enjoy this part of the meditation, I got to confess, because it does feel very, very pleasant. Today, anyway. And I do stay with that pleasure of relaxation. Then the relaxation gets deeper. You feel more relaxed when you enjoy it. And that's going to also be the same when you get more peaceful and more still. You enjoy the meditation more. So now is coming the time to start letting go of the body which you've relaxed and going to the mind. And I ask myself at this point, how peaceful am I? By asking a question like that, I'm turning my attention to this quality of peace. And that's in my mind. It's doing the movement from the body to the mind. How peaceful are you? And why? What is the cause for peace to grow and deepen? Always know that the first couple of causes, which are really important, is just letting go of the past and the future. The future and the past give you so much business to do, so many problems to solve, even unfinished business. And you always know that wonderful attitude in Buddhism, what's done is finished. So leave it alone. And the future is being made right now. So if you care about the future, be present in the place where it's being constructed. And that gives rise to peace. As that peace grows, see if you can deepen it into silence. In silence, you don't give anything a name. You can know it without giving it a word to describe it. You can know peace, you can know warmth. Put words to it, you need a poet. Be able to fully describe it. But don't even try to give it a word. Know it before the words try to capture it. Leave this experience of peace free.